I'm speaking with Dr. James Lillenberg. My first question is, what kind of impact do you think the Preventive Services Program has on the dental health of Missouri kids in general?
Oh, I would say a huge impact. The children are really receptive at that age. They're curious. They want to know. They're usually young and not full of misinformation. And so if you get good facts to them based on science, they'll kind of just lap it up and it'll become part of their knowledge base.
And so what kind of long-term impact do you think that might have?
You know, preventive services, the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You'll have some kids that might have, who aren't doing a good job brushing their teeth, their oral hygiene is not good, and it gives them a heads up, you know, as far as, hey, you're not doing as good as you should, and that then they're sent a note home, you know, for their folks so that the folks can follow up if they want to. Also, if they have small carious lesions, which is dental decay, cavities, if they're caught early, they're a lot easier to treat, less expensive, quicker, faster, cheaper, and so it saves everybody time, money, and effort.
How big of a need do you think there probably is in the state of Missouri for a program like this?
Oh, my goodness. I would say dental decay is universal. It may hit the lower socioeconomic groups a little harder because they have more stronger barriers to seeing a dentist and have preventive care. But I would say across the board, the need is universal.
And can you just talk a little bit about your actual experience working with the Preventive Services Program that day and what kind of feedback you got from the kids and that sort of thing?
Well, I think these were very well-behaved kids. They were interested, eager, receptive, respectful. The coordinator at the school did a phenomenal job of bringing the kids through. I think that the children were prepared well by, you know, the teachers, saying there's some volunteers here that want to take a look at your teeth and see how you're doing. And the kids were receptive to that. I think the participation was really, really high. You know, I'm not aware of any kids who were eligible who didn't participate.
Is there anything that you would say to other dental professionals who would maybe be approached about participating with the program?
I was a little reticent because I thought, oh my goodness, I'm supposed to do a dental exam on strangers, you know, and that's a little more challenging. But just an oral health screening, you're just trying to categorize whether their oral hygiene is, you know, good, adequate, or below the standard. And you're just doing a general screening to see if you see swollen gums or obvious caries, you know. So the screening is a lot easier. And I think we were, the time factor, I think I was only there about 3 hours. So it really zipped along very well. So it's not a huge commitment of time on the doctor or a lot of hassle or much liability. I think it's a tremendous bang for your buck. You're getting the screeners to volunteer their time, and so you just have the nominal cost of a few of the supplies. And I mean, if that if the whole screening with all the people and all the doctors and headed off one abscess or one kid ending up having some catastrophic dental problems, you can change lives at that point. So you really are doing a great public service.